The markets in the U.S. are closed today for the holiday after a roller coaster of a week. The Dow dropped about 900 points after the Brexit vote and has gained almost all of it back. So, what to do with your money? Jill Schlesinger is a business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Jill, happy 4th of July. Welcome.
Thank you. Happy Independence Day to you as well.
Well, and even though the markets are closed, obviously a lot going on around the world in the markets right now. What are the biggest questions you've been hearing from people this summer about what they should be doing with their money?
I think the most frequently asked questions are really along the lines of, like, how does this impact me? And, you know, it impacts us in different ways, and the story is still evolving. But I think theoretically, what should happen, and it may not, is that markets are going to be pretty choppy regardless of recovering ground. We could probably see a more downside action. Looks like interest rates are going to remain lower for longer. And, you know, if you are traveling, obviously it's good news. If you're heading over to London, your dollar goes a bit farther than it would have. If you're home and you like to import beautiful French cheese and Italian wine, that's also good. I think the only downside here that is pretty significant, though, is that with a strong U.S. dollar, that's not very good for U.S. manufacturers and exporters. So if you work for one of those big companies, you might be a little bit under pressure here. So it's going to be okay. Try not to do anything sudden. That's the most important thing.
So what should you do? What's your advice for people as they look ahead to all of this going on around the world?
I think that, you know, we've just come off the end of a quarter, and surprisingly, people still don't rebalance their portfolios every single quarter, which I think they should do. I think that's just easy to do because you can choose something called auto rebalancing. It just makes sure your allocation remains in check, and it kind of keeps you away from messing with your retirement assets at the wrong time. I mean, think about this. Let's just presume that on the Friday morning after the Brexit vote, you got freaked out and you sold. Then you missed
big mistake.
The whole big mistake. Right now, it may end up being the right move because who knows? Maybe things will go down. But what we know over time is that market timing is really hard to execute. You've got to make two perfect decisions, when to sell, when to buy back in. And nobody does it. So I think right now, from your investment portfolio, just rebalance. Make sure that your allocation is in line with your real risk tolerance. You know, if you were freaking out on that Friday, you probably came in with too much risk. Good news is that the market just kind of rewarded you for not doing anything, and now you can adjust your risk horizon, how much time you have before you need your money. And by the way, if you need any money within the next year, you should not have it in a risky asset. So get out of that risky asset, push it aside. It's going to earn basically paltry 0%-ish kind of interest. Who cares? You've got to protect it.
Okay. We're talking here about what you should do with the money you have. What about the money that you don't have? What should people who have debt be doing right now?
You know, I think that it's so hard to manage your debt unless you're really tracking how you're spending your money. So every single conversation about financial planning begins with this annoying task, which is track your money. It used to be so much harder. It's really easy now, actually. You got easy to use apps, Mint, Digit, Level Money. You've just got to get a handle on what's coming in and what's going out. Once you have that, then you're just basically looking at your list of debt. You start with the highest interest first, and you start whittling it down. If you have both consumer debt, meaning credit cards and maybe an auto loan, as well as student debt, I would prioritize the consumer loans first because they're usually higher interest. And again, once you've paid one debt down, take the money you were paying towards that debt and just shift to the next highest interest debt after that.
Jill, you've got some advice about home and auto insurance. What's that?
Well, first of all, isn't that the most exciting thing to talk about?
Great no, thing I'm, for the 4th of July. You know, forget about the hot dogs and the hamburgers. Let's talk about home and auto insurance.
Well, I am talking to you, and you are in the Northeast. And normally what happens is that towards the end of the summer, we start talking about hurricane season, and some horrible storm hits, and nobody understands what's going on in their homeowners or renters policy. So how about before something bad happens that we all look at these policies? And the reason I say that is I think many people would be surprised that if you look at your policy, you might say, wait a minute, I'm insuring a house that actually is worth more than my insurance says. So some of this has to do with rising house prices. So you want to make sure that your policy reflects that. It's very easy to actually shop for homeowners and renters insurance, but you have to actually do it. It doesn't happen automatically. And you want to compare apples to apples before you start switching policy. So just understand what you have. And you look, for auto insurance, if you've got an old clunker car and it's worth less than $5,000, obviously there are some ways that you can make your money go farther, because you just eliminate your collision and comprehensive coverage, and you increase your deductible. So, and I'm a big fan, by the way, of liability insurance, just general umbrella liability insurance. You tack it on to either your home or your auto policy. It's very cheap, and it's unlikely you'll ever need it. And if you do, you'll be happy you have it.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. And we'll put some of these tips up at our website, hereandnow.org. Jill, thanks so much and happy 4th of July.
And happy to you as well.